something, keep it real, son. Yes, count this money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, put the grants over there in the safe, you know what I'm saying? Cause we spending these Jacksons. The Washingtons go to wifey, you know how that go.
I'm saying, that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bank rolls, and hoes, you know what
check
I'm saying?
It, check
yo,
it.
Yo, then what, man? What?
When I can't.
Realizing the realism of life and actuality. Fuck who's the baddest. The person's status depends on salary.
Go AZ.
And my mentality
go
is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 5. I finally got it right. Episode 5.
5, 5, 5.
Who made it to 5, man? Yes, sir. But so much more. Don't worry about it. But anyway, episode 5, Sneakers Ruined My Life. It's your boy Sean P. And to my right, my co-host.
Got your boy Duffy. What's good?
Already. So, of course, we got a lot of stuff, you know, going on. What's going on, you know. So, number one, COVID-19. We're definitely not going to spend too much time on this. So, COVID-19, we're still in the lockdown. They had like a little news update stating that we should be outside soon. Not all the way outside, but outside, you know, starting to get used to, you know, the environment again. But I see people still in the street, so it really won't phase us anything like so. Yeah, anything to touch up on? No. All right. Screw you, COVID-19. All right. So let me throw you off a little bit. So Darius, shout out Darius. So he asked his live, he said, what is not definite? Let me see. When someone says, I put you on, what does that mean? What is your definition of putting someone on?
Putting them in a position to be successful, make money, a job, just up a level from where they came from or where they at currently.
So if someone says, boy, they on your team, you know how he moving, he put you in the right position, and you failed at it, what do you say?
You could say I tried, or you could just figure it out.
Like do you blame yourself, or you blame the head honcho? Because I guess someone threw him off and was saying, like, I'll put you on or whatnot. Or, no, you didn't put me on. But he felt like, bro, I put you in the right position to put yourself on.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Now, if he gave you your shot and you failed at it, that's your fault. Like, you can't expect the person to...
So the individual shouldn't expect, like, nothing else. Of course,
you can expect, like, love and everything, but a guy can't run himself dry trying to make sure you eat. Like he can only do it so many times.
Yeah.
Before it becomes your problem. Like evidently it's you.
Because that's how I feel. Say one me and you, like if you the big homie or I'm the big homie or whatever, vice versa, whatever. And I put you in the right position so say I'm a sneaker CEO or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm clearly doing something. So if you say, hey, I want to do this, or I want to meet the execs or something like that, and I, you know, introduce you to him, they want to do work with you, you have a sneaker knowledge and all that good stuff, and say if you just drop the ball, can you blame your homie, or you blame yourself?
You blame yourself. You did your job. You lead people to the lake. It's their job if they're going to drink or not.
Right. That's absolutely right. But some people just don't work that way. So, yeah. So I just wanted to touch up on that. So let's get this straight. If somebody putting you on, that does not mean like holding your hand all the way. He's showing you how to eat. He telling you to come to the crib. He got some food, but he's not going to feed you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
He's not going to hold your hand until you become successful. He's going to put you in a position to make yourself successful.
Right.
Run with it.
Yeah. All right. So we got some topics, of course, about sneakers. Once again, this is a sneaker podcast. Just a reminder, of course, if you made it to episode 5, you already know.
Thank you.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
So, Mr. Duffy,
sneakers.
I stole this question because I thought it was a perfect question. So, what 3 sneakers shit you have in your closet that's a necessary, like, you have to have if you're a sneakerhead? This is not, once again, this is not a right or wrong answer. We just feel that this is like a shoe so, that should be in the collection.
Let me get, are you saying a brand or the
shoe? No, shoe. No brand. Shoe. Like a shoe, like a Cement 3. The Pirates.
Okay.
Turtle Doves.
I would say a Retro 1.
Retro 1.
A Retro 1, an Air Force 1, and a some kind of SB.
Some kind of SB.
Yeah.
Okay. So, definitely Retro 1. Definitely Retro 1.
Mm-hmm.
11. You got to have a Retro 11. Does not matter what it is. Gamma Blue, Low Top 11.
Ew. Gamma Blue? You had to start off with the worst
one? No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. Like, if you do have a Gamma Blue, you're good. Don't like, sell your short.
It matters.
Don't sell your short self short. Like, damn, I got the Gammas. No, you good, bro. And what's my third? And I want to get out of the Jordan thing. Air Force One. Definitely Air Force One. Or Air Max. I'm going to change my Air Max. You use Air Force One. So, yeah, Air Max. Any type of Air Max, it doesn't matter. You have to have Air Max. Retro One. And what did I say? Okay. 11. Retro 11. Gotta hold the, you have to. You got to. If you're a sneakerhead, you have to. It's only right.
I feel like we biased. It's folks out there that just hate Nike brand. I mean, me personally, I'm not. That's my favorite brand. So that's why when you say have to have.
We do not have favorite brands.
I can go to. No, you do have preference.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to. Just say, oh, I got to have a Reebok, or oh, I got to have an Adidas, or oh, I got to have a New Balance, or oh, I got to have an ASIC. I have those things, but if I had to pick three pair of shoes I'm going to wear the rest of my life, it'll be a Jordan 1, an Air Force 1, and
so
some kind of SB.
So let's shorten it down. So let's shorten it down. Number one. What's number one?
Retro 1.
Retro 1. I said that too.
Yeah.
Like, you can have a Retro 1, and then everything else can be a New Balance, Adidas, Sacconis, I know, is that how you say?
Sacconis.
Thank you. Know, right? Yeah. Sacconis. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, Asics, anything, but you got to have a Retro One if you want to break it down. So what's your holy grail that you need? Like, not that you have, that you need in your closet, like, that will, like, solidify.
That if I just wanted, that if I had to, if I had all the money check, in the world, that if
of
I
course,
wanted to buy.
Obviously.
I ain't gonna lie. I would probably go buy like the Wahlberg 4. It's green. I like Wahlberg. Yeah. He's a Boston fan like me. It's dope as hell.
Boo.
Brian from way downtown. Bang!
I love the Wahlberg 4.
Wahlberg 4.
Mark Wahlberg, if you hear this.
Yes.
What's up, man?
He will.
Holla at me.
Holy Grail. That's a difficult question. I should have thought about it before I what's name so we won't have this long pause. But I'm going to just shoot it right there. And it just recently came out like 3 years ago. But if I have this shoe, I'm satisfied. Like, I know there's a hell of a lot of shoes I do want. But if I have the Off-White Retro One Chicago, I am Gucci for the rest of my life. Actually, I can give up my whole collection. Get that one shoe, I am Gucci. I'm really Gucci. That shoe go hard. And the crazy thing about it is I was looking at condos, right? And I seen this kid, he was working at it. And I hope they were fake because, bro, he had paint stains. I'm talking about mud stains. I said, bro, you being kind of disrespectful right now. He just smiled at me. You young punks. How dare you do that?
I'm not going that far.
That shoe is now $4,000. It keep going up. Like,
it's going to keep going up.
Nah. So if somebody was to, you know, like a PJ Tucker, you know. Hey, you know what? I don't even need D, bro. They DS. I'm like, okay, bet. You know, whatever.
See, you picky. Why they got to be DS? Why they can't be worn once?
I don't do that, really. I don't do the whole worn
You
thing.
Just said if you want the shoe. For free?
Okay.
You want to take a worn
once
for
I would
for
take
free?
A DS Chicago Retro 1 off-white.
So give you me, would take a worn?
No.
For free?
No.
Well, you crazy as hell.
No.
I don't even wear his size. I'll take that.
I'm going to tell
free.
This to people. If I don't teach y'all nothing, I'm going to teach you this, okay? Nothing in this world is for free, and you get what you pay for, okay? Those two things. Jot it, write it down. I don't give a... I'm telling you. If somebody giving you an off-white Chicago at that for free, it's something to it.
No, we just said, like... PJ Tuck, like how he give away shoes, like on his Instagram, how they been doing.
Yeah, have you seen the shoes that he's been giving? Some bum ass shoes. Like he ain't That's giving no if grails. He
give that one. It was just an if. It's always no. an if.
There's something to it. Oh, well, there's
what do he want from
the
you?
The black marker. It says my name on it. Some shit like that. No, I don't want it. I want it to be mine. I want him to say Virgil was here. Some shit like that. Okay.
Hopefully, they'll let me post that one.
Okay. So what? What do you regret? What shoe do you regret? Regret selling or like somebody stole it or?
Stolen.
Yeah.
Would be my cherry.
Well, hold on. Pause that. Has somebody ever stole any kicks from you?
Yeah, they stole them out my car. Cherry 12s.
Cherry 12s.
Sold.
Go hard.
My Sean Weatherspoons. Between my Sean Weatherspoons mm-hmm. and my off-white blazer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to get them shits back, but yeah.
shoe I regret is all my 11s, although they were for good cause. Like, I pretty much sold majority of my collection to get my car, but I do regret it because how they doing the patent leather, once again, I don't like it, okay? I hate the thick. Patent leather, I just hate it. Old school, OG, I got it. Perfect. But me, don't like. And also, stolen it from me. Also, if you're a sneakerhead, this is very ignorant, but if you have never been stolen from, if someone has never stole your shoes, you're not a sneakerhead.
shut up.
If no one has stolen from you, you're not a sneakerhead. I'm BSing. But anyway... Fire Red 3s. Ex working. She got mad at me, so she took all her shit back. And come to find out, she hit me up that night. I was like, blah, 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 blah. Somebody just broke into me. Broke into my car. They did that too. Broke into my car and stole your Fire Red 3s, my Zoom. That's when Zoom was bumping back then. Zoom. Yeah. All this shit. I'm like, now I'm a Fire Red 3. You never clean too. So disrespectful.
She would have had to revive them bitches.
Nah, it wasn't working like that back in the day.
She had to figure it out.
Figure it out.
And I tell you to do that childish shit anyway, take my shit.
Yeah, but she's a woman, so they do shit like that. Any other there's another shoe I definitely do not remember, but they stole it out of my locker. I do not remember that shoe. But I remember they stole my them Franchise Boys album. And they stole a shoe. I gotta ask Tahi, like, what shoe was that? And I couldn't even do nothing because I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, damn, what was that shoe? Probably a 7. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You got whoop ass in some shoes?
What?
You ever whooped ass in some shoes?
Yeah.
No, like your like favorite shoes?
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
I thought, you know, you game banger homies wear
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your little game banger homies. So we got some sneaker news that, you know, I think what do y'all say, Cap? But I think it's lies. It's just something to go out. But so Kanye West decides to give us a little teaser and says, Nike has his blessing to resale retro his collection or whatnot. That's lies. Because although he does have the blessing, don't he has to like sign something? Because it does have his name on it, right?
I don't think so. Okay. I think that was the whole issue with him and Nike. He wanted like total control. He wanted to own everything, and they was like, nah. So that's why they was able to still use them colors for like bullshit like Roshis. Yeezy Roshis and shit.
But the thing is, he won't get any money off this.
You know, he's on his spiritual thing. He said he don't care. He's like, if that's what the kids want, give it to him.
Well,
they need to take advantage of it before he changes mind.
Yes, definitely. Like they should have had a meeting like the next day. Hey, yo. So this is how the meeting went. Yo, you heard Yeezy? You heard him? Yeah, I heard that shit. what you trying to do? We'll sit on the floor. Ball, sir.
I would buy all of them.
You can, sir, we got to capitalize because this man, I'm telling you, he got Yeezy. He might go back to the devil shit again. We need to we need to get to it like ASAP. So how would you think they all do it? Quick strike.
Of course. Quick strike. Price going to be 300.
Drawing.
Oh, definitely.
No.
On an app.
They're going to do 400, bro.
Nah. It won't be over 300. It won't be more than
Will it come with the bag and stuff too?
Nope.
Damn.
Not going to come with the bag.
The box is trash. I'm not really worried about that.
As long as the laces come with the little lace slots to screw on, then I'll take it.
No, it needs the dust bag too.
You asking for too much.
This is what we want at the end of the day. We're the consumer. This is what we like. So give us what we want. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, if we like something, we want a product, why switch it up? Why?
It got to make sense. You see, first off, when they gave us that dust pack, it came in the raggediest box ever. Like,
yeah, the Yeezy orange box. Was, no, brown.
Yeah, brown.
Brown.
That box was so weak. And the shit is just more expensive now. They're not giving us a bag and a better box.
And guess what? It's going to come in that brown box. Because they're not going to make some Holy Grail type box. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But Nike, if you hear this or anybody that's with Nike and whatnot, please give us the Yeezy. Please. Please, please, please. I'm sorry for that pause. I had to check something out. Okay, yeah. Please, Yeezy. Please, Nike. Our blessing. Nike. Anybody. Hey, we need that shoe in the world. I definitely need it because I was definitely sleep on all three. Well, it's two editions, but
I'll say one or two.
It's two colorways in the first one and three colorways in the third one, right? Second one, right?
No.
Black.
You had the blinks. You had the Zen grays. You had the tans.
In the first?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how sleep I was. I knew I wasn't getting the shoes. So I really didn't entertain it.
And then the second one, really they had the solars, the platinums, and the red Octobers.
Yeah. I really didn't entertain that shit, so I was like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. What else? Any other retros that you want to speak of? That you think needs to come out?
I'll take a cool gray 11 or a Columbia.
No Legend Blues?
Where are those? No, I'll just
What shoe do you think? I'm pretty sure they said it, but I haven't really been keeping up with it.
Well,
what's the shoe that's supposed to come out in December?
We don't know.
I thought they was trying to come out with like an all white one or some shit like that. Something.
They already came out an all white one. Well, I don't know if that's the shoe, but they did that at the anniversary. It didn't come with the Jordan sign. Well, a few of them came with the Jordan signs, the special ones. But the rest of them, they didn't come with a Jordan sign on it. It was just all white.
All white?
Anniversary edition. He came out with all the 1 through 23, all whites. And the 11 came out all white. It didn't have a Jordan sign on it. Mm-mm. You don't remember?
I do, but I think it wasn't like, I didn't entertain it at all.
I'm sure you didn't entertain it. It didn't have a Jordan sign on it.
No, it just, if it's not the original or a fire colorway, like I really didn't like the all red ones. It didn't look like the Carmelo one, so I really didn't entertain that either.
But that was fresh though.
They were clean. They were straight. The blue ones was cool.
My kids rocked the hell out of them.
They don't got them no more?
Oh, their sizes grew.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Who you give it to?
Jordan what? Still have all his shoes, other than some ones that his mom's probably asked if she can give away to some cousins or something.
Okay. What's up?
Oh, yeah. She, one thing about, she always asks, is it okay to give away the shoes that I bought them? And I be like, if it's a kid in need, yeah, go ahead. Jordan gets shoes all the time.
I also wanted to ask you something. So if y'all don't know, Duffy used to work in the shoe store and manager at that. So I overheard, I would listen to an interview and I heard that people would, and I never knew this, people would like bust their air bubble to get.
Try to get a new Nike?
Yeah.
They wouldn't get it through us. That's a Nike insurance. They have to send it to Nike direct.
But, yeah. Oh. But don't they have to like, so you can't go through them at all?
No, you can't bring it to us. That's not our warranty. That's Nike's warranty. But look, you have to have your receipt from us.
So how show old, that you bought how it from a how Nike old retailer does the sneaker store. Have to be?
I don't think it has to be anything.
So the shoe is like 2 years old, but the air bubble bust, you can send it back.
Yeah.
From what you I get mind. The same shoe or they give you like a credit?
They get that same shoe. You just get a brand new shoe. That same shoe.
Damn.
Because I know a lot of people was concerned with the VaporMax. They was busting when they first came out.
Right.
He was sending them back and getting new ones.
I actually did that. No, I didn't. But excuse me, I didn't bust my bubble. But
pop.
No. So there's a assistant coach that was telling us about this. Not about the busting the bubble, but if something's wrong, like a defect on the shoe, you can send it back to Nike. So I had this trash ass shoe, and it was like done. So I sent it back to Nike. They sent that shoe back so quick. That's a true story. I forgot. I think it was the 10s.
That's funny.
It had like a hole or something in it, something like that. And they was like, you're going to get this shit out of here.
I wonder who was checking the mail that day.
Look at this kid. But he said it worked because he's like, oh, yeah. Because he always has some fresh shoes. I'm like, how is he getting these fresh shoes or whatnot? And he was like, oh, man, I just do this, do that. You get the number off the shoe and then you go on the email. I was like, oh, that's dope. Do they still do that?
Do what?
That, what we're talking about.
The Air Max, the bubble?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Always.
Always. Yeah. So I can pop my bubble right now.
Yeah.
You got your box, you got your receipt? You got to have proof that you bought.
You have to have the proof that you bought it from a retailer that's, you know, has a Nike contract, like a Nike retailing store. So your Foot Locker, your Foot Ash, and your Champs. Why? They don't want to know that you went to the flea market to Main Lean and bought their Air Max to try to get a new one.
Oh, people like intentionally busting the bubble. Like I didn't know nothing like this ever. And people like was getting away with it.
Oh, folks need new shoes. Trash.
Hey, if there's a will, there's a way. So reselling. So StockX decides they want to increase on the buyer's fee. And then someone pointed out that eBay doesn't have any fees, so you get 100% of your profit or whatnot. Blah, blah, blah. Of course, you got to pay for shipping and something like that. But this is, of course, there's pros and cons to anything and everything that you do. So with eBay, with my name, nightmares, because I used to do the whole eBay thing heavy back in the day. So, of course, if you're selling a shoe, if you're buying a shoe and someone, of course, you ask him, oh, let me get the pictures of this. This is that. Oh, shoestrings, inside, outside, sole, blah, blah, blah. So they'll finesse you and get all these pictures of authentic stuff. But the thing is, you have to, when you get the shoe, it'd be a fake. And that's how it happened. I don't know if it's gotten better because that was so long ago. But that's the horror story I ran into, not as far as buying a fake, but all types of scams. Or I remember I sold a shoe. He wanted all this stuff as far as pictures, receipts and all that stuff, sent him the shoe, and we was doing like a little PayPal thing or whatever at the time, and for some reason I didn't check my email, so he pretty much told PayPal that he never got the shoe. And then if you don't answer like in 3 days, something like that, you'll get your money back and you'll keep the shoe. So I tried to dispute it or whatnot, but that didn't work. So that was an L on my behalf, and that's when I said I'm never messing with eBay ever again. So when, you know,
no,
StockX.
That was your fault. You know that, right? You should check your emails.
Yo, I don't think I checked the email when that thing said, cha-ching, you have received $250. I was like, cool, bet. And then that was it. I'm thinking that transaction is over with. So you're really not worried about it because you got your money. But when you go pay, you go buying stuff and you say, well, what did $250 come from my account? Well, what's this? So, no. So I'm pretty sure it has changed. I don't want to like bash eBay, but just make sure you like do all what you can do. Yeah, it's a tricky world out here when it comes to fakes. That's why I only mess with StockX or GOAT. I really, really rock with StockX, but GOAT is definitely another reselling platform, and there's others that are out there, but I just don't know. But yeah, are you a reseller, sir?
Not really. If I have to, I'm gonna sell some shoes, but I don't go buy shoes to resell them because you got to think, I wear all my shoes.
True. This is a new, that was back then, but if somebody would give you $1,500. Actually, he's lying because you're the first person that showed me that if somebody really wants a shoe, they will buy it.
Yeah, but it was a worn shoe.
Yeah, they bought it off my foot. But you resold it.
They bought off my foot and it was for something. I didn't just go there to sell a shoe.
For what? What you talking about? You talking about when you got the money?
Yeah.
No, but if you ain't about that lie, you're like, nah, I'm good. But you resell shoes. So the story behind is we was at a sneaker what was it? Pretty much a sneaker show or whatever. And
sneaker con
sneaker or something. Yeah. So it was pretty much a sneaker show. And somebody, as soon as we get in the door, yo, what size is that? 10 and a half? So 10 and a half. He said, yo, I give you $800. Right now, if you sell me that shoe. Jeff had to think about it. Think about it. The guy said, that's the money sound.
I think he ended up giving me 900. Okay.
So they had to, of course, they looked at the shoe and all that shit, see if it's real. And I'll tell you, the shoe was not even in good condition. And he took this shit off his foot. And that's when I seen in my eye. I seen it in my eyes. And I can't even look in my eyes. I said, I got to do that. I got to sell some shoes. I like wearing my shoes. But, hey, people, if this shit is going to pay a house, pay a car note, pay something, feed your kids, them damn shoes. Come on. And guess what they're doing right now? They sitting in your closet collecting dust and you only can wear one pair. Of course, I love sneakers. Rock as many as you want. But if somebody offer you $1,500 on the spot, man, you better take that money. And guess what? You can pay off your credit, all this other stuff. It's beneficial now because of the wave, the hustle. But back then, I'm pretty sure people didn't even think of stuff like this. Everybody wore their kicks, but it's a hustle with everything now. You can sell used drawers and shit, and people buy it. It's just a lot of shit you can sell. So, you know, whatever. So what I know about the reselling game, and of course, I tried it. So, like I told you about the eBay thing. So, people will scam you as well if you just meet them up. You know what I'm saying? Especially the sneaker groups. But I know that if you're in a sneaker group and you try to finesse people, of course, they'll kick out the group, they'll expose you. All the other stuff. But if you're going through a friend, I have heard stories when my partner's got counterfeit money. I have heard stories that ran off on them. I have had stories pretty much they didn't, like, you know how you trust someone and they got a fake shoe. Well, they got the wrong shoe in there, but you just, but the right box.
Why you not checking your shoe?
So it's more like, oh, what's up, man? And just like, I've seen it. Trust me, there's plenty of times.
That's dumb.
And also, so if you're meeting someone, this is like sneaker one-on-one as far as meetups, okay? First of all, stay safe. If you're allowed to have a gun, bring it. If you're not, I do not condone on you getting in trouble with that. But anyway, bring your homie. Bring somebody bigger than you or someone can, that can hit with you. Do not bring your girlfriend. Do not do that. It's not going to work.
Just be safe, y'all.
Because they're going to say.
Meet up at the police department. They said it's okay now. That's the safest way to go. That's why all the parents be fine with their kids meeting up with people.
No, I never did that before.
That's some kids stuff now they do. They meet up at the police station because it's cameras, the police is there, and it's like a felony. So ain't nobody trying to, ain't no shoot that important for them to try to take you off. What they end up doing is not showing up, and then you know.
Also, let me see. I've all public places. I've sold in restaurants. Where else? There's a parking lots, but it's real busy parking lot or whatnot. Walmart, of course. Sneaker shops or whatnot. Where else, Jerron?
The Varsity.
Yeah, the Varsity malls, definitely. Definitely the mall. Shit, in the food lots. Court. Do not meet behind the mall and there's the parking lot empty. You got to go in there. I'm saying bring your home. But I remember recently when I sold the shoe, we was at the Varsity. He had his homie. I had my homie.
Me.
He was good to go. Yeah. I had Duffy. We was good to go. They was like, oh shit, that's a big nigga. He hit. Well, although they were tall, but they didn't look they about that life. But yeah. So that's the way to go on that on the whole reselling. Okay. So as far as if you want multiple pair, ladies and gentlemen, you need people. You're gonna have to pay them too. Nothing in this world is for free. Once again, if you want people to stand in line for you, you gotta go and break off 50. It costs money to make money. So this is the name of the game. Unless they really mess with you, they really rock with you, yeah, you go that route. But if you got some strangers, now I've heard that people use homeless people to stay in line.
I don't let that slide in my stores.
Why not?
Oh, because it's people there that really want the shoe.
Just come in like, I appreciate it.
You have three homeless people in line. And it's three kids behind them that want a shoe. I'm sorry.
I can't hear you.
I'm not going to let three homeless people be in line, and I see it's three kids behind them that want the shoe. I'm sorry. It's just not
going to
happen.
But those three people are really a substitute.
What? The three homeless people?
Yeah.
For that one person to make money when I see three kids behind you that want the shoe. I'm not letting that go down at my store.
Oh, so it's not three people to exchange three homeless people. It's pretty much.
It's one person. They gave them some money.
Oh, okay.
And they getting the shoe for this one person, so that one person can walk away with five pairs.
But that kid's gonna get the shoe. So what's the problem?
You don't know if that kid's gonna get the shoe.
Damn kids, man! Kids don't pay my bills.
Sorry. Because I'm gonna tell Jordan, pop off. Hey, don't let no homeless nigga try to get in front of you for your shoe,
bro. It's a hustle. It's a game. I never seen it done before, but I heard. People done it before, but that was like at Walters and shit. You ain't gonna catch no homeless people at
it's always South Lake, downtown.
Greenbrier, nothing like that. But yeah, and you, what our boy say, Mall of Georgia. I don't want to go there, so you definitely gonna catch them. You definitely gonna catch nobody in no Mall of Georgia. Yeah, those go hard,
man.
You gotta get them, bro. You gotta.
I know. I gotta figure out how to get
them. You send me your ducats.
I already got it. I wish they come out this one.
When they come out?
I don't know. They keep pushing everything back.
No, they kind of slow down with it. They kind of slow down with it. Damn. What was that?
I don't know. But
ugh.
Oh, he got one more, y'all.
Yeah. Let me drink some water. Good Lord. What was that?
So, yeah, two pair of shoes I want, Ben & Jerry's SB and Triple Black Fear God. I want those.
You wouldn't know what to do with that shoe, boy.
With you.
See, this swag right here, I can do. You know what I'm saying? But this shit costs money. Look at this. This go hard.
It's just like a Triple Black Yeezy 750.
No. I'm talking about the outfit. I'm gonna try to shoot for it. It comes out. Triple Black comes out April 25th. $350. No, I'm not going for it. Okay, so that shit might come a foot massage or something. Now, I understand they, you know, boost these prices up because the resale market is high. So it's, I guess they can say we can get what's the cap on a shoe?
Well, Fear Guard margin, it doesn't even have that much space for it. Like, it might go up to 500 or 6.
So what's the cap on a shoe that you can like put on the shoe without like technology and stuff? And I mean technology like not the Back to the Future technology, the self-lace. Is there a cap on the shoe?
What you mean, like how much money you can put on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just...
like, it's like in Aruba, is that this, no shoes can go $500. Is that like an Aruba or something?
No. It's just, you just got to... you got to take everything in consideration. How many pairs are made? How many pairs is in that city? Mm. Is it limited? Is it a re-retro? Like, is it like how the Zebras was? Is it the third time it came out? Like, you take all that consideration.
So they made the Dior Retro 1 limited like that. Expensive like that because of the Christian Dior.
The Dior part, yeah.
But why $2,000 though? I mean, I understand like $8,000, $7,000.
Yeah, I think a Dior shoe probably costs about $800, $700. So you go put a retro in it. So now it's becoming a collab. So now it's going to be limited. It's not going to be in your Nike retailing stores like that. It ain't going to be in your Foot Locker. Mm-hmm.
So I can't get this, like so get this shoe at Neiman Marcus.
Neiman's might get it. You got to check and see. It ain't going to be all the Neiman's, if anything.
So are they going to be sold out?
Best one. Yeah, this shoe's probably going to be going to, if it's going to be at like a Neiman's or something like that, they're going to sell it to their customers that shop with them on a regular basis. They have their clientele. They're going to be like, oh, did you want that Dior Retro 1? Yeah, we're going to get them.
Nah. Not for $2,000.
I wouldn't buy it for $200.
So $350, like, yes, but not for $2,000.
Like I've seen the concept of a black one, though. That was dope. I didn't like the white one, that white and gray one.
Nah. I'm good on that. I'm really good on that. I made an agreement with myself. When I turn 50, I'm wearing nothing but New Balances.
By your damn self.
Nothing but New Balances.
I hear you.
I'm not wearing not one Jordan or anything like that. Mm. So catch me 20 years from now, guys. I'm not. Oh, the Zebra is coming back. This is my final chance. The Zebra is coming back, ladies and gentlemen, in the summertime. June 27th.
Oh, right by your birthday.
Yep.
I'm getting your birthday shoe.
Who plugged in? Who we can you think K? Not K. Damn. What's your boy?
Jew?
No.
Who?
The J guy. Thank you for Jew.
Fresh.
Fresh. Yeah.
He might.
Yeah. I gotta get that shoe.
Matter Fresh. Fact, early plug in. If you get the Zebras.
Yeah.
My man's getting size 13 for his.
No, sir.
14.
Yeah.
For his birthday in June.
It's not gonna work. Actually, I'm texting you now. Mm-hmm. What else going on in the world? Sorry about this. This is going to be a short podcast today because I really don't have much to talk about today. I definitely was not prepared for today. I'll tell you that right now. So, as far as shows, let's get back to the shows. So,
Money Heist. Enjoying it.
Definitely. I put them on once again.
Yep. Money Heist, I'm watching. Ozark, I'm watching.
Yep.
And I forget it every time. The one I told you about, the witches in the military. Yeah. I'm watching that. All three of those are dope right now.
What about that movie that you said with the bank? These are movies, too. Also, shows Boomerang. So it's not a spinoff, but it's more like Eddie Murphy and Halle Berry's daughter going through things and whatnot. But Halle Berry and Eddie Murphy's not in it, but it's pretty much like a...
Huh, I didn't know that. That's cool, I guess.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with the movie. It's like...
I would hope not. Don't mess up a classic. True. Especially in a sitcom.
Like. So, it's like... Yeah. It's like Eddie Murphy's daughter and Halle Berry's daughter, mm-hmm. and then, of course, her group of friends, and what all they go through, pretty much. So the whole thing with Boomerang was the concept of the movie was he was doing all this stuff to girls and the shit came right back to him. So as far as I haven't seen in the show a boomerang effect. Unless we just have to wait. But this is the second season, so we just have to see.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Let me know how that goes.
Yes, sir. What else? Anyway, we'll be checking. They said this other show, Pandemic, I think it's called, on Netflix. I haven't checked that out. They set up a shot in Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta.
We on.
Mm-hmm. We on all day. what else? There's something else. World Music. So Baby. Album dropped yesterday.
I'm listening to it.
No, today. Is I give it a solid
I rock with the Baby.
I give it B+ A. Let's go solid A. I give it an A.
Yep.
Or it's Lil Baby. Who else dropped? Somebody else dropped. I just don't. Okay, so he didn't drop an album, but he dropped a single. So Playboi Carti single, not for me.
Nope.
21 Savage. I see he's trying to, you know, step it up. He got a song called Secret with Summer Walker. It has to grow on me. It's a good song, but coming from him, has to grow on me. Cause, you know, I'm ready for him. Although, like, we always say we don't want to hear power, power, shit like that all day. But as far as from him, I'm expecting the first single to be something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I had to switch it up, find a new lane.
True. But the love lane, I can't take him serious.
I mean, it's quarantine. Niggas ain't shooting on quarantine.
I didn't hear you say it again.
It's quarantine. People ain't shooting on quarantine. They're trying to lay up.
You know what? I would like quarantine to know that. Chill. Has the crime rate went down?
Yes.
Did you see that? I haven't seen it.
They said there was no school shootings in the month of March.
Hold up. Nigga, ain't nobody in school.
That's what I'm saying.
Nigga, I'm talking about in the streets. I ain't talking about, of course. That's.
I think, and they said in Chicago, the rate had went down too. So that's major for Chicago.
That's great. That's one. That's Illinois, one state. We're talking about the world,
that's
Craig.
That's Chicago.
The world, Craig.
That's Chicago.
That's not that. Bruh, they ain't the one that the only city that pop off.
But it's still major that their crime rate has went down. All I'm saying is they mentioned it on the radio. So
pretty much we need to sit our ass down so it'll be no crime, right? You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much. Put a little more love in the world. And the crazy thing about
it, everybody and their mom was buying guns and all this stuff, thinking it was going to be like some war zone. And it seemed like everything been Gucci or whatnot. I'm pretty sure.
Yes, you can't even buy ammo. Like, they let you buy like 2 boxes a day.
That's crazy. Like, I haven't seen on the news like anybody like dying besides Corona, but like murder, anything like that, unless they just really sweeping out under the rug. I haven't heard anything like that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Unless I'm just not really paying attention.
I think it's just probably quite, I'm pretty sure they're mentioning it, but mm-hmm. One murder, I think they're trying to compare that to like 10,000 people getting sick. They stand on this one topic.
Well, God bless everybody. I hope there's no crime, so we don't have to worry about that aspect of it. So, yeah. Which sneaker? Which signature sneaker? Okay. Nope. I want to talk about that. Yeah. So let's talk about these. I'm not going to speak on it in a negative way. Let's talk about these off-white Nike Air Rubber Dunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is your lane, so I'm listening.
I like them. I'm going to go after one. I don't know which one yet.
You'll
like,
get it.
I like the black and green one, but...
You'll get it, bro.
That yellow one is cool, too.
This is not... This doesn't look good, bro.
Yes, it does. Well, I wear size 9.5.
No, any size. Look, I just don't like the sole. That sole is trash.
Bro, that's a regular dunk sole.
Yes, and this...
And the Air Max, you can see
it. I don't like that. That's my third one. I need to go ahead and check it out.
Yep.
I don't like this, bro. Yep, I would definitely be asleep on this one. Sorry. The green one, I think, is even worse. Yeah, I'm good on this, bro.
I don't know. Hopefully, I catch one.
Ugh. I do like something that you wear.
Yeah. It does.
Nah.
If I had to choose between those and the Ben & Jerry's, I'm going to pick the Ben & Jerry's.
So, how about these 420s? I want one.
But they limited them.
This is called straight gas. So give me a history lesson about this. So you said this is
a reverse dunk. Reverse skunk.
So
you remember the skunk?
Do
you
know? I remember the skunk, but
that's the reverse.
I remember. I don't remember it.
Okay.
So what was the main colorway?
Green and purple. Same colorway. Just flipped.
Oh, okay. The same material type?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how I feel about it. I don't smoke.
You don't smoke, yeah. But I don't look at it from a smoking. I look at it from a, this shoe is dope.
I'm really surprised that they're like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with smoking, but if people still are getting locked up for it, I can't believe that Nike's like indulging in this.
People at Nike probably smoke.
Of course.
But, so they're indulging.
So I'm saying is, but the weed thing is 50-50 because you got some states that
is legal.
That is legal, and they have some that's illegal. And then people get in trouble for it. They go to jail, blah, 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 blah. So them condoning is like, I don't want to get all politically correct, but I'm just surprised that they are advertising this. That's my thing. Yeah. And I would feel the same way if I did smoke weed. I mean, I don't give a damn about weed at all, but just a major brand condoning like the weed thing. Like, what if some kid was like, oh, 420, yeah, let's do this, blah, blah, blah.
That's not our fault. They got to take care of their parents.
Yeah. They to my parents and shit.
Well, start at home.
You're my little secret. Oh, so the Yeezy, what's that, Quantum?
Quantum.
Quantum. We got a release date. Now I'm going to get this. I'm going to get
this. Why? You got a hoop in it?
Yes.
Oh,
it's okay. Different. And guess what? I know niggas is not going to have this on the court. And that's what I do. I bought the Westbrooks. They got like the army fatigue and all these different colors. I know niggas not going to. I want to stand out. When it comes to shoes, especially on the court, I want to stand out. I do all the colors and shit on the court. But as far as like off the court, mm-mm. I want to be, you know, plain James, clean, all that stuff. But I know niggas not going to have this shoe. And I can't wait. Yeah, they go hard, bro. That's clean. You don't like
that? I mean, it'll look good in my size.
14 going to look good, too.
I don't.
Fuck you.
I don't know. I would like to try it on, for sure.
This shoe is comfortable. Ain't no trying on, bro.
But I...
It's a hooping shoe, so you already know. 250, I could do that. May 15, say no more. I'm on the way. I got to get somebody. Actually, I don't got that guy's number. The dude said, I work at Adidas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jew, meet him up, too.
You're probably able to get those, something.
No? So, anything else, Mr. Jaron?
Oh man, it's been a pretty slow.
Oh, so Saturday, the DMP6s are coming out. Of course, I have mine already, so I'm not worried about it. So, you know, God bless everybody that's going to get their pairs.
Yeah.
But it's a very clean shoe. Material feels great. They look great on my foot. It just, yeah, I'm going to break them out probably tomorrow, maybe, just for the hell of it.
Cool.
I'm really excited for this photo shoot.
Yeah, I am too. It's gonna be dope.
So we expect new things. If you follow us, appreciate it. If you don't, @sneakers_ruin_my_life. We're definitely gonna have like a little miniature photo shoot or whatnot. But of course, that picture that you see on the like on the podcast, that was just something just to get us out there, like whatever. But trust me, we're going to have a dope logo, a dope picture to represent us, the city of Atlanta, all that good stuff. So just more to come, and I'm excited, and I'm just really ready to get things popping. Definitely for the city of Atlanta, you know, and if...
we're trying to get this thing to go as big as possible.
Definitely, because Atlanta, we definitely need it, for real. It seems like every great thing has came here and left. So we need every great thing to come here and stay. So much respect to everybody. If you If you're out here, you know, being positive, making money, feeding your family, hey, praise it. And any hater out here, no comment. God bless y'all. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. You out in here, bro.
That you done that I ain't got shit to do with me.